Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friends. I've got a posh on a penny episode for you today to help you save big and live it up in suites as I share the three ways to earn hotel status and how to leverage status to get upgrades and freebies. In 2023, I spent 23 nights in hotel suites for free. I've gotten more free meals than I can count and so many upgrades. Unlike airlines, I 100% think you should absolutely go for hotel status. So let me back up to share how I came to choose my hotel brand and learn about the power of status. In my corporate life, I did a lot of business traveling domestically. Anyone who's been in corporate knows that they expect you to book a low-cost option for your business-related hotel stays. So I got to know a few different brands as I checked out different hotels in my travels. Most often, I'd find myself in either a Marriott, Hilton, or IHG brand hotel. And if you didn't know, each of these hotels have dozens of brands under their umbrella. A few examples for Marriott include Fairfield Inn, Residence Inn, Le Meridien, The W, The Ritz-Carlton. Hilton includes brands like the DoubleTree, Hilton Garden Inn, the Hampton Inn, and the Waldorf. And IHG is best known for brands such as the Holiday Inn, Candlewood Suites, the Crowne Plaza, Kimpton. And while I also love a good Hyatt property, I have found the best selection and rewards program to be with Marriott. Once I was locked into the brand, I always looked for a Marriott option. I still occasionally stay in other brands, but I'm primarily loyal to Marriott. So because I spend about 30% of my life in hotels, I know the Marriott brands intimately, and I could probably do a whole separate podcast about the differences between them and how some brands are like night and day when it comes to domestic versus international. But I want to share why status matters regardless of where you stay, but using Marriott as the example, and then three ways you can quickly earn status at your preferred hotel brand. The first thing I want to say is that loyalty programs are free to sign up, and it doesn't hurt to just register for a few of your favorite brands if you haven't already. Now let's talk about why status matters. And I want to start with the freebies. The access to freebies grows as your status grows, and I'll link to the Marriott Bonvoy site in the show notes so you can see the various tiers, but here are some of the freebies you can receive, which will vary by hotel brand. So first, free breakfast. This is almost always a given, and let me tell you, the breakfast abroad can be incredible. Something I would easily pay $40 to $50 for a brunch, you can get for free. Second, free food and beverage credit. This can be in addition to the free breakfast. This can be applied to like a purchase at their grab-and-go store or at the hotel bar or restaurant. I've had several free dinners with those food and beverage credits, so they can really come in handy. Third are free welcome gifts. I've received free champagne bottles, fruit baskets, cakes, chocolates, all just waiting in my room with a little note thanking me for my hotel loyalty. Fourth are free room upgrades. Once you hit a certain status, most of the brands will give you an automatic room upgrade when they're available. You don't even have to ask for it. Fifth is free upgraded Wi-Fi. Now, most hotels offer free Wi-Fi, but if you're working or prefer a faster internet service, they usually charge you for that, but you can get it for free with your hotel status. Sixth is free lounge access, and this has to be one of my favorites. Certain brands have lounges where you can literally eat and drink for free throughout the day. And this includes alcohol. The food and drink varies, but I remember when I was staying at the Sheraton in Sydney, the food was set up as appetizers, but it was literally dinner food. I barely ate out while I stayed there because the food was so good. And not to mention, this was all for free. So now let's talk about perks of getting status. Number one, generally when you have status, getting an early check-in and late check-out is much easier. In fact, it saved me a couple of times from having to book a whole extra night. Number two, concierge service is usually provided with a special phone line for status holders to get help with reservations, which can just save you a ton of time by having to call into the main line to get support for your hotel stay or reservation. Number three, typically, as you move up tiers, you get to choose rewards. And this might include suite upgrades, a free hotel night, gifting status to a friend, or even charitable giving. I love the suite upgrades, but honestly, once you hit status, you will probably get it anyway. So I always go for the free hotel night. Number four, you may have priority check-in at certain locations with your status, so look for a special line just for status holders to check in. And number five, one of the most important parts of hotel loyalty, in my opinion, are the points. With each tier you move up, the faster you can accumulate points. So for example, in 2023, I was titanium status with Marriott. So every night I stayed, I received 75% more points on my hotel purchases, including stays, food, spa services, whatever I charged to the room. There are lots of ways to earn points even without staying at the hotel, which I'll cover in a future episode, so make sure you've subscribed because that's going to be super helpful. But strategically cashing in points is how I was able to stay so many free nights in 2023, in addition to some other travel secrets. And here's the thing, some people will try to go for status across different brands, which I don't think is the best strategy. Once you've hit that 50% or 75% points bonus on each stay, you're accumulating points so much faster. So that's why I typically stick with Marriott. Okay, hopefully you're sold on the impact of hotel status. So let me share with you the three ways you can quickly get status. Number one, good old-fashioned bookings. The more you stay, the more nights you accumulate toward your status. But a savvy traveler will also take advantage of promotions. All the hotel brands offer promotions to streamline your way to status. You just have to take advantage of them. Last year in Q2, Marriott offered a promotion that doubled your nights and gave you an extra 1,000 points on each stay. So if you stayed at a Marriott for 5 nights, you would double to 10 and you'd automatically have Silver Elite status, plus an extra 5,000 points. Marriott typically does 2 promotions a year, so make sure you sign up for those, even if you aren't sure you'll take advantage of them, so you don't accidentally miss it. Number two, often when you get a hotel-branded credit card, you get some sort of status with it. You can expect an annual fee, which is going to widely vary just depending on the hotel brand and the type of credit card that you choose. And in most circumstances, it's probably not your best bet for a general travel credit card. But I do like the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless card, which I'll link to in the show notes. It has a $99 annual fee, but it also gives you 1 free hotel night annually. So if you're going to stay at least 1 night a year in a Marriott brand hotel, this card is definitely worth having for the perks that it comes with, including the sign-on bonus and automatic Silver Elite status at the time of this recording. And number three, a partner travel credit card, such as the American Express Platinum. This card gives you automatic Hilton Honors Gold status and Marriott Bonvoy Gold status, which is a second tier status at these brands. So it's a smart way to get status quickly. If you want to see behind the scenes of some of the hotel stays, make sure you're following me over on Instagram at The Lux Life Abroad. I'll link it in the show notes. That's where I'm sharing all of my real-time behind-the-scenes travels, including some fabulous hotel suites. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35+ travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35+.